In just 10 minutes a day, Daily J immerses you in the stories that shape Detroit. Text WWJ to 20357 for a link to listen to the Daily J. That's WWJ to 20357. Message and data rates may apply.
And new this hour on WWJ. New information today in the case of missing 13-year-old Naziah Harris. According to the Detroit News, a police investigation has led them to a suspect, and that alleged suspect, a 41-year-old Wayne County jail inmate, he's accused of sexually abusing a 7-year-old girl. He was charged in April with two counts of criminal sexual abuse, and police searched in Ann Arbor and in the Rouge River for the teen. According to the report, detectives were led to the search locations after pinging the cell phone of the inmate. Naziah disappeared January 9th after getting off a school bus near Cornwell Street and Three Mile Drive on the city's east side.
Investigators in West Bloomfield are trying to unravel a mystery. Who dumped 100-plus gallons of oil on several streets or residential streets in the area? WWJ's Charlie Langton joining us live with details. Charlie.
Jackie, this is just such a weird, weird story. I mean, can you imagine an entire neighborhood with just puddles of oil all over the neighborhood, and in particular on Square Lake Road just west of Middlebelt? Police have been battling and trying to search for a suspect who dumped the oil. They were alerted at about 10:45 last night when a neighbor called them saying that there was a box truck in the neighborhood dumping gallons of oil. Now, Isaac Ogle, he's with the Lakeside Towing. He was called in at the middle of the night to put some dry substance on the slippery streets, and he speculates as to who would do something like this.
Someone who doesn't really care too much about the environment, I can tell you that much. I mean, I couldn't imagine it. I didn't think people around here would do something like this, and you know, here we are.
And here we are. It happened. Police say that the substance, the oil, not dangerous, but Square Lake and in the area of Middlebelt and that neighborhood, they're going to be tied up for a while. Avoid the area until all that oil substance gets off the road. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
A young man is dead after a motorcycle crash on I-94. Michigan State Police say the crash happened last night near Merriman Road in Wayne County. Troopers received reports of the crash around 11:30. Investigators say two motorcycles were traveling at high speeds when one of the motorcyclists lost control and hit the concrete wall. The 19-year-old rider was thrown off the motorcycle and hit a light pole. He was pronounced dead at the scene. His family has been notified.